tired of your current Chinese teacher?
Oh, you little bitch troll from hell.
Then make the switch to Pop-Up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brenton.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And I'm Anthony.
And we're here with an absolute beginner lesson today, which will cover something you're going to hear pretty much any time you're near more than one car.
Definitely high frequency.
Yeah, I mean, any narrow street, any bar street, any street covered with restaurants.
Restaurant, yeah.
Just about any time. So let's get to it, and then we'll come back with some more on it.
Shifu, 往左打，往左打，道道好。好，道道道好，啊，我的脚。
Okay, we're back, and let's go through this line by line to see what's going on here.
师傅，往左打。
师傅，往左打。
Hey, mister, turn left.
师傅，往左打。
Hey, mister, steer to the left.
往左打，道道好。
往左打，道道好。
Turn left. Back up, back up. Okay.
往左打，道道好。
Steer left. Back up, back up. Okay.
好道道道好
好道道道好
Okay, back up, back up, back up, okay.
好道道道好
Okay, back up, back up, back up, okay.
啊我的脚
啊我的脚
Ow, my foot.
Ah, 我的脚。
Don't, my foot.
Okay, let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time.
往左打，往左打，道道好，好，道道道好。啊，我的脚。
This is definitely some vocabulary that you can start using right as you step off the airplane into the airport. You get out of the airport. There's a whole army of taxis waiting for you. Have your pick and start using this good vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
师傅。师傅。
Here we said mister, but it's actually a respectful way of addressing anybody who's older than you, especially a skilled worker.
It's good to have as a backup because you can call maybe a cook, 师傅. Mm-hmm. You can call...The cleaning lady.
and the cab driver.
Cab driver especially. And what are the tones on that again?
师傅.
Right, so it's a first tone, a high, long, level tone, and then
neutral tone.
A neutral tone.
师傅.
So next there's left and right. We already learned how to say left in this sentence.
往左打.
往左打.
If you want to say turn right, you could say...
往右打。
So the word for right is
右
and the word for left is
左
And if you just want to blurt out 左右 I think the taxi driver is going to get the gist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you want to use, like, if you really want to finesse it, there's a verb you can use meaning to turn. And that's
转
So if you want to say turn left, you could say
左转
And turn right would be
右转
And this will get you through just about any cab ride.
And not only will it get you through your cab ride, but the driver will automatically compliment you on how great your Chinese is.
Yes, absolutely. This is a gimme. If you really want to knock their socks off,
But then again, the taxi driver is not that hard to impress.
Well, you know, they're a friendly lot.
Interesting lot.
Right. Finally, there's one word that gets used a lot here, and you can really get yourself into trouble with this word. It's
好
好
which means okay or good. And if you just say it as a default response to everything, you will find yourself in places you never imagined. So, Anthony, you've been in Zhengzhou for a while.
Yeah, I did a stint downriver. I think, you know, the good things about taxis are it's a great time to practice your Chinese. I mean, you're stuck in this car with another person.
With a captive audience.
Absolutely. You can tell them anything you like and they will believe you.
Mm-hmm. And it's like they're going to have to be patient because they're not going to get out of that car. So
yeah, you know, it's just, you know, you struck gold when you get a taxi with AC.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that's when you're
Zhengzhou ways, maybe. Here in Beijing, we
Zhengzhou, we just roll down a bit. Roll down the window in Zhengzhou. That's how we roll.
I remember my first year. I was in Harbin, up in the northeast, mm-hmm. and I made friends with a couple of cab drivers, and there was sort of they got to know me just because I was usually coming out of a bar.
They must be more friendly too.
They were pretty friendly, but there was one night when I was coming out of this bar, and the cab driver sort of recognized me and said, "Man, I'm drunk. It was my brother's wedding today. I'm not good to drive. I'm going to go in that cab back there and sleep it off. You just drive yourself home."
gave me the keys.
And so I did. Oh, and I never really learned how to drive.
Do you still have the taxi somewhere?
No, actually,
somewhere
stopped
in Dongbei?
You?
No, but it was like 3 a.m. And it wasn't that far. But
he was just slide the keys under the door when you get home.
I left it sort of in the little thing, the sun shield, the visor, whatever it's called. Huh. Yeah, so that's my cab story.
Cool.
This is one of those elements of life in China where no matter what you do, you're going to be taking a taxi. So you might as well learn that vocab now because it's gonna carry you on.
师傅, 右, 左, 好.
So let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll be back with a closing review.
师傅, 往左打。 往左打,道道好,好,道道道好,啊,我的脚!
Alright, so what did we learn today?
We learned 师傅,
which is just a nice way of addressing somebody.
Mm-hmm. 左,
left.
右,
right.
转,
to turn.
好,
okay.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions or any comments on today's lesson, Echo,
please comment on the site or just write to me directly to echo@popupchinese.com and I'll definitely say how to you.
It will be the bright spot in our day.
And remember, please do not tip your taxi driver.
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
And I'm Anthony saying 再见.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.